Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody writes in and asks, how can I become more aggressive? I have a strategy that's sound and has excellent expectancy, but I'm still too cautious about taking trades.
Yeah. So this trader is saying he needs to be in more trades. And I think this is a mistake, actually. So this happens a lot. This is one of those things that comes up when you start making money and you know you're going to make money. The next question is, how do I make more money, or how do I make it faster? And the real concern here, I actually talk about this in the Next Level Trading course, but, and if you've seen the webinar, you know, we talk about this. Like, this is a big one. This is something that all traders run into when they start making money. It's like, okay, what do I do now? How do I build it up faster? Here are the two mistakes. Mistake number one is, I'm just going to add more risk. I've been risking 1.5%. What happens if I risk 3%? Wow. If I had been risking 3%, I would have made this much. Wow. I really need to do that. That's mistake number one. Mistake number two is, what I need to do is get more markets. I need to get a whole bunch more markets. I've only been trading the strategy on 8 currency pairs. What if I were trading 28? Now, here's the issue with 28. And look, I trade lots and lots of markets. That's fine. But when you have one strategy and you think that you are diversifying by looking at multiple markets, you're wrong. Unfortunately, that's not going to work, because all of the markets are interrelated. Whenever you see a really strong trend on the US dollar CAD, and then you see one on the pound US dollar, why is that? It's because they both have the US dollar in there. And it's amazing how correlated our markets are around the world, from the Hang Seng to the DAX to the New York Stock Exchange to the ASX in Australia. All of these markets are so interrelated. It's because funds are looking for arbitrage opportunities. It, all of this stuff has been basically equalized. So, and I know this because I actually did I built what's called a neural network, which is just a fancy term for a bunch of correlations, trying to create a trading strategy based on all the correlations of all the different markets. And it was meant to give me a signal on the US dollar Japanese yen pair. And so it was amazing to me how I found how every day I had to put in the prices for all of these indices and all of these markets into this massive spreadsheet and recalculate the algorithm. It was totally painful, and it should have been automated, but I didn't know how to do that. And it was old software that I was using, basically. This was like in 2007. So it was a while ago. So yeah. So anyway, the point is, they're very related. So what you really need here, instead of getting really aggressive, or instead of looking for more markets, which is just going to add in, is going to do the same thing. It's going to add more risk. So going from 1.5% per trade to 3% per trade, you're almost doing the same thing when you go from trading 8 pairs to trading 16 different pairs. And the reason why is the pairs are correlated. The markets are correlated. What you really want to do is get an uncorrelated strategy, or what we call like a complementary strategy. So if this trader is trading a trend trading system, try and find an end of the trend system, or a swing trading system, or a reversal system. That's what you want to do. That is going to give you the most bang for your buck. Why? Because when one system is doing well, the other one might not be doing so well. It's going to flatten your drawdowns, so they're not going to be as deep. If you look to take more trades and enter more markets, your drawdowns will get steeper. And same thing if you add more risk. It's going to add to the pain. And so that's not going to help you. You're probably going to be more likely to run into issues and possibly even quit. So I would definitely really strongly suggest that you look into developing another strategy. And maybe you have some, I don't know, but this is what I would do if I were in this situation, because I've been there and I know what it's like when you're right onto it. You know you're going to make money, but by adding more markets or adding more risk, all you're really going to end up doing, yes, you will see higher peaks in your equity curve, but you're going to see much more steeper drawdowns that you weren't expecting. And that's going to be the issue, I think. And so that's really what you need to look out for. And the best way to mitigate that is to add a strategy that is not related at all. So if you're trading breakouts, go for a trend trading strategy. If you're trading trends, go for some sort of reversion to the mean or end of trend or swing trading strategy. Do whatever you can to try and trade in a very different way. And I know, you know, it still has to make sense to you. A lot of traders, they just are drawn to a certain type of strategy like reversion to the mean or whatever. But it's really important that you understand what you're doing here mathematically is you're flattening out your drawdowns. And that's the most important thing you can do as a trader because that's where we make our mistakes. So hopefully that helped.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks a lot.